Every so often, a wildlife biologist will pull back the cloak of science and reveal something highly personal. It's the case with Baruti Galdikas, the world's best-known orangutan expert. One of Louis Leakey's protégés, she was the first person to do a long-term field study in Borneo. Galdikas says her encounters with wild orangutans have, at times, felt otherworldly, especially when she has stared into their eyes and they've looked back at her.
It's almost like finding God. It's a powerful moment of transcendence. It's suddenly you realize that you're not alone in the universe. And those moments were very, very powerful. And of course, they came from the fact that there was total, absolutely total isolation. And they came out of the fact that there was total acceptance on the part of the orangutans, and possibly on my part as well, of the situation. And those moments had the intensity of a religious experience. The setting does reflect, you know, the kind of setting that we have in Gothic cathedrals or in mosques. There's sort of these beams of light, you know, that shoot from the sky, and there's a sort of a hush and a quiet. And I think that what churches try to do is they try to duplicate, you know, the ancient forest from which we came. And so, like, when you go into the forest, it's like going into a church, but not into a church created by humans, into the original church, into the original, you know, Garden of Eden, which was our home, which is where we became human. These kinds of experiences help explain why people frequently become almost addicted to helping certain species or become addicted to nature. It's because they find something there that they can find no place else.
That's Baruti Galdikas of the Orangutan Foundation International.